This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
The Department of Redundancy Department.
And Angie.
All right. So you can bring up anything you want. 603-283-6160. Well, looks like Florida supermarket is sparking outrage, according to PopCulture.com. NBC Sam Brock, one of their local reporters in Florida, I guess went to a supermarket and was upset when he saw not only customers without masks on, but also store employees.
Can we send them a tip?
Masks. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. It's not clear actually what the supermarket chain is. I think they're actually being purposefully, they're keeping that to their chest here. I guess they don't.
Yeah, they probably don't want to attract a whole bunch of customers who want to see a human face.
Right.
Is there a mask mandate in Florida?
I don't know. I think there may be. According to the store here, there are some rules in Florida. City Council, looked like this was Naples, Florida. So the city council there does have a mask mandate.
Okay.
And according to this story here, the Florida supermarket is sparking outrage after video surfaced of customers' employees going about their business without masks. The 15-second clip was shared Wednesday by NBC's Sam Brock, who was astonished as he walked into the popular grocery store in Naples, Florida, only to see people both young and old flouting the rules for mask wearing.
They like to breathe.
My God. Dogs and cats living together, fire and brimstone falling from the sky. What's next?
Brock, in his tweet, wrote that a sign outside the store cited, quote, medical exemptions, unquote, preventing Brock from asking any questions. The video has since been viewed more than 2 million times, raking in over 9,000 retweets. And
see how hungry people are to see a human face? I mean, you put up a 15-second clip of somebody without a mask on, and 2 million people want to see it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. What's not clear is how many of the 2 million views are from people who are outraged, supposedly, as this article suggests, by the clip, versus those who are in favor of what's going on in the clip. One person wrote as a response, quote, that having a medical exemption for wearing a mask should not mean come on in and infect everybody, instead saying that it means you can get your groceries shopped and delivered to you at the sidewalk or delivered at home or some other method. It's not a free pass to be an a-hole, they said.
Wow. I have such fun with people like that online.
But you see what they're trying to do here, and this was definitely on the way, where the people who are the mask people, they believe they are the normal people, and so therefore,
the Karens, anyone, the control freaks.
Anyone without a mask, well, they don't believe they're Karens. They believe that the people who are complaining about being forced to wear masks are the Karens. And
well, I mean, poking into other people's business is the main thing the Karens do, so I'm going to have to put that right back in their court.
I don't disagree with you about that, nobody, but if you go and you look at, like, the definition of a Karen.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever,
they try and twist stuff around. They lie. That's what they do.
Well,
but
supposedly,
nobody tells the truth.
Supposedly, the definition of a Karen just has to do with somebody who complains to management. About a thing.
So Brock would be a Karen.
Not the side that just goes in, does their thing, and leaves.
Yes.
It's the side that bitches about the people who go in, do their thing, and leave.
Yeah, usually...
I've never walked into a store without a mask on, walked up and complained to management. I walk in, I do my thing, and I get out.
Yeah, neither have I, and I wouldn't. And I don't know. Obviously, we can't speak for everybody.
They're trying to misappropriate this word, and I'm not going to let it happen.
I think you're right about that. I'm just trying to get, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate here,
I
giving you the other.
I understand what they're trying to imply. Yeah. I'm just saying what they're trying to imply is not the reality of the situation.
No doubt. Well, I mean, these people, they live in their own separate reality. That's the thing. You know,
well, they can go back there and leave the rest of us alone then.
But that's the problem. They want to prohibit us. People who want to be free, people who want to have a free face, for instance, they want to prohibit us from going into the store. They think that we should be the ones who are staying at home ordering food, and that we should be the ones relegated to sitting out in cars and calling for delivery
outside. Well, if they're too cowardly to get within 6 feet of me, good luck making me.
Yeah.
Now, I do my drive-up orders at Target now instead of going in, just because it's hassle to deal with the employees.
Do they give you a hard time there?
They do. They give me a hard time.
Really? Like, yeah. Give me an example. What happened?
Well, I went in once whenever they had somebody at the door, and we walked in, and I said I had a medical exemption, and he said, no, you don't. And
really?
I lost it, and Mikey was there. He's 16, and so he was like, Mom, and I just went off on this poor guy, and he was like,
wow.
Well, what's your exemption? And I was like, you can't ask
business.
Me that.
Yeah.
So I went over to the manager, uh-huh. You know, and I said, you should just really school him on what he can and can't say.
Hmm.
And, of course, the manager was very apologetic, but, you know, I've had more than one interaction.
So they didn't kick you out of the store?
No, he said, well, we can bring you your stuff. I said, I just need to get diapers, you know, for Molly. And he was like, well, we can go get it and bring it. And I said, no, I want to go in.
Right.
This is what we do. Yeah. We come in, she enjoys it, and, you know, we buy more things, and we leave. And so they let me get my stuff, but I haven't been back in there since.
Wow.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Actually, the only time I've had a hard time recently was when I went to Walmart, actually, to get Mikey, because the cops were there after him, so I charged in after them. And you know,
hold on, slow down a second. They called the cops at Walmart on your son.
Yeah, my 16-year-old.
Yeah, so he had just gone for whatever reason to get something.
He did.
And
probably Doritos.
And normally, when I go in there, it's like if they say anything, it's something mask, and I say thank you and walk in, or no thank you and walk in.
Yep.
And that's the end of it. I don't have any other further interactions with anyone else about it. But they decided to call the cops on him.
Yes, they did. I don't know the entire situation because I wasn't there, but they did call the cops, and the cop said, you know, do you have an exemption? And he said yes, and I believe something about the manager said something, you know, about trespassing, and Mikey said, well, am I trespassing? And the manager said, no, you're not trespassing.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can come in and shop now, but they did call the cops and said he had it. And Mikey's just cool as a cucumber, so it didn't affect him at all. He thought it was great. He was like, they had to waste their time.
Yeah, the cops were gone by the time I got there, but... But I go in charging through the store. First person, they tried to stop me at the door. They tried to stop me at the outer door. They tried to stop me at the inner door. And they tried to stop me, some lady by the check cashing place. And I'm just like, nope, don't have time for you. Got an issue.
Yep.
And, you know, the big deal up here in Kent.
Gas station.
Yep, the owner was in there, and I'm in there all the time. And so the employees know me. And he said, I was with Mikey. Ma'am, you have to have a mask. And I said, no, thank you. And the employee's standing there, and he just starts smiling. And the guy's on me, and I'm like, no, thanks. Well, you have to have an exemption. And he gets
kind of owner.
Yeah, he gets kind of loud. And Mikey's just shaking his head. And I'm
are you demanding you must see my medical records, sir? Because I'm pretty sure.
I'm in here at least twice a day, okay? And he was like, oh, well, you know, just tell me you have an exemption. And I'm like, I have an exemption.
Right,
Mikey,
and then he let you alone.
No, you could tell he didn't believe me, but he let us stay.
Mm-hmm.
I ought to get a sign that, like, just a little sign like the Roadrunner used to always hold up by the side of the road that just says, I have an exemption.
There you go. Leave me alone.
Just walk in.
No, I didn't have any issue today, and there's a local corner store here in Keene called Corner News, which has been a long-time Bitcoin-accepting place. And I'd heard last year that the employees there were not being very nice, and I went in there, and I had not been in there basically all year and had no real reason to go. And went in, and the employee said something about, hey, you know, do you have a mask or something like that? And I said, no, I'm exempt. Is that okay? And he said, yeah, sure, come on.
Excellent.
Yeah, no
That's
problem.
Good to know.
Yeah. No problem.
Groovy.
So 603-283-6160, but some people are all worked up over this supermarket, which has yet to actually be named in this story. They named the owner, and it might be called Oaks Farms Seed to Table. Alfie Oaks is the owner here, and apparently he is, quote, notoriously anti-mask, and in the past has come under fire for calling both COVID-19 and Black Lives Matter movement hoaxes. We'll weigh in here a little further on this.
Unfortunate I'm the second one, but the mask thing is certainly a hoax.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you want to jump in the discussion, share your experience, what are things like out there? You can join us. This is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Actually, both those lines are busy right now, so if you want to get in, despite the fact that they're busy, you can always join our Matrix chat server, and you can do that over at chat.freetalklive.com. You'll find the step-by-step instructions there on how to get connected to the Matrix server, and that's where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners basically around the clock. There's people there at pretty much all times of the day or the night, so feel free to go to chat.freetalklive.com. Also, AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, their wallet, or Dash Wallet, your experience will be smooth. But some wallets just aren't ready for this impressive technology. It makes payments super, super slick, and unfortunately, Coinomi doesn't yet have it, nor does Exodus Wallet, RelayX, or Bread Wallet, and there's probably some others. But if you go to anypayinc.com/upgrade, they'll give you the instructions on how to reach out to those companies. So if you're a Coinomi user and you want Coinomi to be useful for real-life payments, then please take a moment and contact them and let them know, and the folks over at AnyPay can help you do that. AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Josh is in Tennessee listening to WGOW there in Chattanooga. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just kind of listening in. I listen to you guys quite often, and, I kind of heard a little bit about the not wearing the masks and everything like that, and I know, I was just kind of wondering about why y'all's stance is so firm on not keeping masks on. Just asking, curious.
Well, the main reason for me is nobody tells the truth. And if I put on a mask, what I'm saying is I believe these lying sacks of crap when they say the things that they say.
You mean the politicians?
The politicians, mm-hmm. And the talking heads on the news who have been, I didn't think they could lie any more than they used to lie in the last few years. They've gotten even worse.
Yeah.
And so I basically, I'm not willing to make the statement that I believe them, because I do not.
Willing to make the statement that you believe it would cause either less transmission or more, or if it would make any difference, right?
Only way that wearing a mask will affect the amount of cases that I transmit is if I actually have the disease. If you don't have the disease, you can wear 110 masks, or you can wear no masks at all, and you won't give it to anybody, because parthenogenesis is magic, and it doesn't happen.
Right. Okay, yeah, I was just curious about, the stance on understanding the whys behind, why you guys are so adamant about it. So,
Josh, I want to give Angie a chance to respond to your question. Go ahead, Angie.
Hey, Josh. To start, I'm a mom, and I don't want to teach my kids to just obey the masses. And if someone says, hey, do this, question it. Say, why do you want me to do this? I'm not going to teach my kids to live in fear. I have a little girl, and she doesn't like them. We have immune systems, and we're able to build up an immunity to the disease by being exposed to it. None of us have had it. We haven't worn masks at all, and we are all very healthy. No colds, no flus, no nothing.
Good.
So I think that it's a personal choice, and if you have to say you have a medical exemption in order to get away with not wearing a mask, I think that's okay.
Sure. Yeah. So I'll weigh in here if you don't mind, Josh. And I want to weigh in here as well on this, and that is that if this were actually a real deadly pandemic, I don't think we would have to be reminded about it constantly and propagandized about it constantly. Early on in the early days, I remember some of our chat room participants kept insisting that this is a pandemic, and I'm like, well, where? I don't see anyone getting sick. And over the last year, I have heard of a few people, I've known a couple people that have actually gotten quote-unquote COVID-19, and they either had no symptoms whatsoever, so they just happened to test as though they had it, or there was one guy in New York City who said he did get sick and then got better. So,
and how many of them are overdiagnosed? They're just saying it's COVID-19.
A ton of people are getting overdiagnosed. And by the way, from what I saw, it was apparently the same day that that Biden was put into office, they reduced the number of required, what do they call it, revolutions of the PCR tests. So the higher the number of the revolutions, the more likely they're going to get false positives on the PCR test.
Increasing the likelihood to test positive, right.
Correct. And then they reduced that official, like, you must do this number of revolutions, number recommendation from CDC or whoever it was at the federal government. They sent out this notice saying, okay, you need to reduce the number. So now there aren't as many positive results, and they're starting to report that in the news. Oh, there aren't as many cases. Well, why is that?
So do you think they're trying to make it look like his very presence in office started curing the disease?
Could be, because it couldn't have been the vaccinations. It couldn't
have been.
Wow. It's amazing what a child molester in office can do. Wow.
I mean, if there were actually people getting sick.
Well, I appreciate you guys. I just kind of curious.
Thanks,
Josh.
My pleasure, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for asking. You know, if there were actually people getting sick and, you know, possibly dying or near dying in my life, then, yeah, I think a lot of us would take this a whole lot more seriously, and we wouldn't need to have politicians telling us, you know, what the right thing to do is. If you know, politicians are saying a thing, by default, you should not believe them,
right,
in my opinion.
If there were a real pandemic going on, if there was something on the level of, say, the 1918 Spanish flu going on, what you would be hearing from the government is, don't panic, everything's going to be okay. You know, they'd be lying about that too. They'd just be lying in the opposite direction.
Yeah, in this case, it seems pretty clear that it's all about obedience. It's all about pushing the line and seeing how far they can get away with and what they can get away with as far as telling people what to do and what level of obedience.
Have you seen anyone wearing the double masks yet? They talked about that. They were
75%
more effective.
Generally, once I see a mask on somebody's face, I just kind of stop paying attention to them. You know, and it's like, I don't even notice if the girl's pretty anymore. She's got a mask
on. Well, you can't see their face. You can't see their smile and their teeth.
Yeah. It's so awful. Let's go to Steve. He's calling from Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Ian, Angie. And Pope, I got to take. Oh, I got three masks. Hang on, one. Okay, now I can talk. I'm alone in my house.
All right.
It's very safe here, very safe. You know, a friend of mine is a doctor, and he said about the PCR test, you were talking about cycles, and how it's, you know, magically, they're reducing the amount of cycles. He said to me that he compared it to if you wanted to do a mold test in your house. Okay, we're going to check your basement. We're going to check all the walls, we're going to check. We don't find anything. Okay, let's just keep checking. Check the, you know, kitchen. Then, like, we pull the refrigerator out, and back there is a piece of cheese that you dropped at Super Bowl 54, and then a little piece of mold on it. So now the whole house is infested with mold, is basically how they were doing these tests.
Wow. Yeah.
So you bring the cycles down, and of course, there's no mold now because that little piece of cheese is not going to be found in a mold test.
Yeah, basically, the way a doctor was explaining it to us who came here to our crypto meetup, and Steve, if you want to hang on, we'll bring you back here in just a moment. Just that the more of these cycles that they had, the more just any kind of noise could trigger a positive result. It wouldn't mean that there was any kind of actual stuff there for it to detect. Just detecting a bunch of noise and saying, oh, positive, we're coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Why did you move to the Shire?
I moved here to the Shire because there's other people around who take liberty just as seriously as I do.
I moved to the Shire because I saw videos of people challenging authority and thought that I could get support myself. It called to me, like, do this, right now.
I wanted to be around people like me who got it, and once I got here, I knew there was nowhere else that I wanted to be.
I've always wanted to change the world, so I moved to the Shire to join people who were actually working towards doing the same thing.
The people here are awesome, loving, and positive. It was for the adventure and for the feeling of something important is happening here, and I just wanted to come to sort of be part of that.
Visit ShireSociety.com to read and sign the Shire Society Declaration and learn the reasons why, if you love liberty, you should immigrate to the Shire. Plus, connect with others via the forum at ShireSociety.com. That's ShireSociety.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Donald Trump will not testify in the Senate's upcoming impeachment trial, a spokesman for the former president said, explicitly rejecting a request from House Democrats. The former president's lawyers calling the request a public relations stunt. President Biden is laying out his administration's vision for America's foreign policy. Speaking at the State Department, Biden vowed to be tough on China.
We'll confront China's economic abuses, but we are ready to work with Beijing when it's in America's interest to do so.
Biden also with a message for Russia.
We will not hesitate to raise the cost on Russia and defend our vital interests and our people.
During the Trump administration, sanctions were placed on Russian officials at least four different times. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Mississippi State Board of Health is going ahead with plans for medical marijuana in the state. The department has until July 1st to put together regulations and until mid-August to begin licensing those in the industry and issuing cards allowing residents who qualify to buy marijuana. The questions continue regarding Major League Baseball starting its season on time.
The Biden administration reportedly asked Major League Baseball to delay opening day after the league itself publicly proposed the idea. According to reporting from The Athletic, the administration approached the league with the idea of using a month-long delay to get players vaccinated against COVID-19. Officials were reportedly confident that with the anticipated emergency use approval of a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they'd be able to get all players vaccinated. The MLB Players Association is set to meet with administration officials as well, but have already rejected the idea of delaying the season, leaving spring training to begin in 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited. If you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The news is a South Florida grocery store called Oaks Farms Seed to Table. I found the original piece here from NBCNews.com where there are a lot of upset people, apparently, because some people in this Florida grocer decided to just go and go shopping without wearing a mask and also go to work. The employees behind the cash registers also not wearing masks. So it's a really refreshing video where you can actually see people smiling and interacting with one another in a business. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Angie.
We will continue here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. And also want to say thanks to a name that I probably shouldn't try pronouncing on the air, so I'll spell it for you. It's N-O-B-L-S-H-T. So you can figure out what that stands for. But thank you to N-O-B-L-S-H-T, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That person is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. That helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Helps us get on more radio stations around the country. So if you like what we do here and you appreciate the message that we bring, then please get behind us like that person did over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Steve is still on the line here with us in Connecticut. Steve, you're back on Free Talk Live.
All right. It's great to be here.
I know you guys were talking about the mask. And, you know, this thing in Florida is terrific. I mean, it's the old normal, if you can believe that there is such an old normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's really unbelievable. Now, I work in the television industry, and we have people on television sets that are called production assistants. And they're usually the lowest paid person next to the intern on the set. So they're production assistants, you know, $100 a day person. Well, now these production assistants are now called COVID compliance officers. Now you want to talk about turning someone into a Karen.
Yeah, they just gave this person power over everyone coming onto the set.
It is amazing. The average person who used to just, like, be a wallflower is now, they got their chest out, they're saying, put your mask on, wash your hands. It is a power trip, and you can imagine if you amplify this to the federal government level, you can see where Fauci is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, it really is unbelievable. But, I mean, I've been shopping. I go shopping in anywhere, like post office, wherever. But I know the post office is a federal building, which I guess I could be arrested for a federal crime if I don't wear a mask at a post office. But I've been shopping for the whole year since this whole thing happened without a mask. I should be dead, I guess. But the thing is, when you go into a supermarket or anywhere you're shopping, you have to walk in there like you own the place.
Yeah.
If you are the least bit timid,
yeah.
The employee, the clerk, will spot you and try to one-up you.
That's such a true statement. I have felt that many times, that if you go in there with confidence, they don't say a lot, and they greet you, and they say, how are you? But if you are shy,
or they ignore you.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you do any other thing, then they definitely come after you.
Right. And if they try to confront you, which they have to me before, I'll say, listen, do you want to call the police or do you want me to call the police? And they're not expecting the blowback. And they quake and they leave you alone most of the time. I've had one guy who said, I'm going to call the police. I said, well, go right ahead. I'll wait right here. And the police showed up. They said, there's no problem here. You're free to go.
I'm waiting for somebody to ask me what my medical exemption is.
Hasn't happened yet, huh?
It hasn't happened yet. My answer is going to be rage.
You know, in Connecticut, King Ned, our governor, Ned Lamont, has imposed a $100 fine if you're not wearing a mask. I can't seem to get that $100 fine to save my life, because if I got it, I would do a GoFundMe or whatever and try to turn it into $100,000 and put it towards the Liberty Movement.
That'd be sweet. Yeah, they haven't been handing them out here either, from what I understand, even though the Walmart did call the cops on your son, Angie. He did tell them he had a medical exemption, and they went away at that point. So, you know, if you do have the confidence, you're right. Most of the time, they're not going to target you, although it does seem that people are more willing to target women. I mean, Angie, by no means do I think you come across as someone who's not confident, but you were telling us, I think, off the air that you have felt like you've been targeted more often.
I have, for
sure. And then you now started open carrying a gun, and that's changed things.
It has. People are very polite. They are very kind.
Their
tone
society
is completely different when they approach me and they notice that. They're like, oh, do you have a mask? You know, they're very kind.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I go shopping, I'm usually open carrying, and I always wear a baseball hat and sunglasses. Sunglasses really put a little bit of a barrier between you and someone who's confronting you. It really works. So wear your sunglasses, open carry when you can, and that usually de-escalates the Karens and the clerks from trying to rat on you. Also, pro tip, if you write down on a piece of paper or a 3x5 card, call the police and have that ready, because you don't want to talk to someone who's confronting you. Because that's what you would be considered escalation. So if someone is yapping at you, you don't talk back to them. You just have a piece of paper that says, call the police.
Well, I have no problem talking back to people on this. And I am as kind as I can be. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be nasty about it. I don't want to ruin somebody's day or whatever. I just want to be left alone. And so,
and I never tell people to call the police because they're going to show up and shoot a dog one day.
Yeah, I don't want to bring the police in. And most of the time, they're not going to. They're going to let you go in. And if they, you know, if they really don't want me in their store, then they'll say that.
And you just don't shop there.
Yeah, and they'll say, no, we don't accept medical exemptions. Right. We don't want your kind around here. And then I will go ahead and exit the premises.
I have done that, yep.
But which I've never had to do, with the exception of the local shipping shack here in town, where they didn't tell me they wouldn't accept a medical exemption, but they were so adamant about it, and I've been a customer of theirs for a long time, I respected their request.
Yep.
But your typical corporate store, they're going to have to be real clear with me that they don't want my kind around there before before I take an exit.
Right. And I also have the that nice lanyard, the laminated lanyard. And that's another good one to fool the store clerk. Like, these aren't the droids you're looking for. You just show them the no mask exemption. They go, oh, you have a medical exemption. I'm sorry. Sometimes that works.
Most of the time, they just want to hear you say it. That you don't have to have a permission slip or a card or anything like that. It's just that they've been instructed to do this as part of their job. Now, you're right. Some of them get off on it. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt that there's going to be the little Hitlers out there that are trying to force the COVID down people's throats or whatever. But most of the time, they just want you to say the password. They want you to say medical exemption, and then, boom, hands off, they're gone.
Well, isn't it if you say that, then they can't, the store or the person can't get fined? Because then
that's true and keen.
Yeah, okay. It's a CYOA thing a
right.
lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your experience and the expertise. The number here is 603-283-6160. Let's go to Kirby in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live, Kirby.
Hey, what's up, folks?
Hey.
Hey, Kirby.
I went to a doctor's appointment at the hospital 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in, guy says, hey, you got to have on a mask. Mind you, I'm wearing a neck gaiter pulled up to just below my eyeball. I'm like, I'm wearing a mask. He's like, it's got to be a hospital mask.
Hmm.
I'm like, are you kidding me? So I take the mask, I turn to walk away. He stops me and tells me I have to use hand sanitizer.
Oh my gosh.
As well before I can
you must
in.
Go through all of the rituals. You must pass through all of the requirements or else.
It's like trying to infect somebody with OCD.
Yeah. Why can't you just be like the rest of us, Kirby?
Because my mother raised me to question everything somebody told
Good.
Me.
Smart woman.
Yep.
Good.
Good answer.
You know, there are a lot of people who received that lesson as a young person, and they don't seem like they really held on to it. Question authority.
The world beat it out of them.
Kirby, it sounds like you got more to say on that story. Stand by. We'll bring it back here in just a moment. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Yeah, when they told you to question authority, they didn't really mean it, apparently, because most people, they don't. There's more coming up here.
You can share
your thoughts. It's Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, you can. The number again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Angie.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. And we're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts. The Florida grocer, Oaks Farm Seed to Table. It's a store in Naples, Florida. Looks like a nice little store. There's some video footage
not
that came
seedy.
Out. No, looks wonderful, and customers are happy, employees are happy, and not a single person in the store was wearing a mask, and that's what...
I would shop there.
Yeah, me too.
I'd definitely shop there. I'm tempted to drive down and pick up some ground beef or something.
Let's go.
Any place that's got the huevos to actually have a policy that allows their employees to have a medical exemption, I think, is amazing. We don't see that very often at all up here in New Hampshire, the so-called live free or die state. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here at 603-283-6160. Let's go to Kirby, or back to Kirby in Indiana. You were telling us a story, I think, Kirby. You were in a hospital. You'd gone to a hospital. The man up front demanded that you put a medical mask on instead of the neck gaiter, as you described, that you were wearing. And then further, as you were about to walk away, demanded that you use hand sanitizer. And then go ahead with your story.
Yeah, I just looked at him at that point and turned around and kept on going, went up to my appointment and left. And what Angie said is real accurate. I open carry everywhere I go, except hospitals and places like that. But if you're open carrying, people are a lot less apt to walk up and say something snappy to you than they do. If you just say, I'm exempt, they walk away and leave you alone because they don't want any parts of this.
And I did not open carry for a while, and I would go with my husband, who open carried, and I noticed how kind they were to him, and I was like, wow, they're just so nice to you and nice to me when I'm with you. And he said, Angie, it's because I'm open carrying, and I was like, I need to do that.
And now you are here at the show. Yep. It's great.
An armed society is a polite society.
It's
that
true.
Was Robert Heinlein wrote that, and absolutely right.
Kirby, more that you wanted to share? Go ahead.
No, that was pretty much it. Just that I really love your guys' show. Thank you, Nobody, and you know why I say that. And as I told Nobody earlier, when I first heard you guys, I was a statist. I was angry at the state and didn't realize I was being a statist. I thought I was had broken away from it. I actually see the difference now, and I try to gently coax people away from it. But when you're walking around and I see people wearing face shields and masks, people are so sheepalized that they don't see the male bovine feces in front of them.
Yeah, it really is depressing out there. Thank you, Kirby, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I really would love to see, you know, a survey done anonymously where people could give their true feelings out. We could find out what percentage of the masked populace out there actually wants to wear these things versus what percentage of them are doing it out of whatever sense of expectation that they have as far as what their neighbors will think about them. You know, they don't want to offend people, so they're doing it for that reason. And what percentage of them are doing it simply because there's a sign on the door, and so they're just, you know, mindlessly following the sign, thinking that that's actually what the business owner wants, whereas in point of fact, most of the business owners are just putting a sign up because they've been told to, not because they actually want to.
I was in Cumbie's the other night, and I always talk to the cashier a little bit when I go in. Cumberland Farms, convenience store. And so the...
And you're a regular at this place.
Yeah, I'm a regular, and so and I talk to this cashier regularly, and I was... I mentioned to him something about how there were some places this year that had zero flu fatalities, and that was sui generis, one of a kind. They had never had a year with no flu deaths before, and this guy who worked for the city was behind me in line. And as I went out, he kind of followed me, and I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. And he just, he gets up, he takes my, he takes his mask off, and he's just like, yeah, I got to wear this thing because I work for the city, but, that kid didn't know what you meant. I knew what you meant.
Interesting. Was he getting ready to go to work? Was this a late night visit or something?
Early morning visit. I think he was on his way to work.
Gotcha.
But I won't say who it was
because,
you know, they will very happily fire you for your politics these days.
They sure will.
And the openness with which both the Democratic political establishment and the Democratic politicians are saying, you know, we just need to get all Republicans any way we can, do them any harm we can. I've never seen anything like that in America. I don't understand how the country is expected. I mean, unless they're planning on actually killing all of the Republicans, which is going to be hard because, moron Democrats, if you didn't notice, they're armed and you're not.
Yeah, a lot more of them have guns, for sure.
So, but unless they're planning on killing them all, I don't understand how they expect the country to hold together with half of the country, you know, with targets painted on their back.
Well, I mean, the thing is, most of the Republicans are pretty obedient. I mean, they're going to quietly go along to get along and put up with whatever stupid stuff comes down the pike from the federal government until it's their turn to take it back over and shove their stuff down the throats of the Democrats. And so, you know, the only way that's going to change is if enough of them get fed up enough to demand secession and to demand independence and to demand it right away. But the cycle just seems to continue. There's usually a little push for secession at the end of every election season, and then it just dissipates, and then everybody just plans for the next election and hopes that they can take back the hall of power. It just keeps going.
I don't think they're going to tolerate another 4 years of, you know, the kind of crap they took for the last 4 years.
You don't
years.
Think? Things I seem to have calmed down.
I don't think so.
It's been almost a month since the 6th when people did the quote-unquote insurrection, the unauthorized
visit. Oh, you mean with
visit.
The unauthorized tour?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, they did an unauthorized tour. They took some selfies.
Since then, the group of the guys that wears the yellow and the black, Proud Boys. The Proud Boys, one of their leaders has been targeted and outed as a snitch, outed as a government informant. They've arrested a couple of the other Proud Boys guys, and they're pressing charges, of course, against the people who did the unauthorized tour. So, I mean, the state's cracking down on the, you know, quote-unquote insurrectionists. What's the next step
going
to be?
That's not going to make them more content.
No, that's
it
true.
It might make them more discreet.
But their leader Donald Trump, has sort of disappeared from public view. I went the other day just to see, you know, where is he? Did he go ahead and, like, get an account on some other social media site? Did he launch his own social media site? And I couldn't find a way to find out what Donald Trump is saying.
When was he last heard from?
Right when he got took off of Twitter.
Yeah. So,
which was early January?
And yeah.
I remember saying...
Mid-January.
I remember saying at the time that, you know, if that video is a deep fake, they're going to have to kill him. Mm. You know, I got to wonder if he's alive.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's alive, but...
I don't know. It would be the easiest way to keep him quiet. He doesn't seem like somebody who's going to stay quiet for a long time.
He'll
he doesn't seem like a great conjurer either.
he can hire enough people to conjure up something.
Yeah, maybe, but he'd still have time to run his mouth.
Yes.
I mean, what stops Donald Trump from running his mouth? We haven't done that yet.
Yeah, apparently he hasn't been. Maybe no one suggested that he could just run his own website because he's not. He could launch his own Mastodon site if he wanted to. He could have DonaldTrump.com or whatever.
I bet it would be the biggest Mastodon site in the world.
They'd have to top Gab, but yeah, they would have a good chance of doing that, I think.
I wonder if he has a Gab account.
What is Gab?
No, I don't think so. Gab's like a kind of a right-wing Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically.
I mean, right-wing to the point where I went on there a few times. I have a Gab account. I went there a few times, and I was just like, yeah, I got no time for these people. Yeah.
603-283-6160 is the number that will allow you to join us here. You can bring up anything that you want. On the way, apparently, you remember that guy from the Parkland shooting? David Hogg? He was like 17 at the time.
Oh, Boss Hogg!
Yeah, he's back in the news. He is getting ready to launch a pillow company to go up against MyPillow.
Oh.
Seriously?
Apparently. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Koinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Koinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Koinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite,
Now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendova.